The presidential candidates have been focusing on battleground states, Pennsylvania among them. Commentator Frank DeFord has the story of two Pennsylvania men who faced challenges together in basketball and in life.
Jack Twyman and Marie Stokes both grew up in Pittsburgh. They were of different races and went to different high schools, but played basketball together on the playgrounds. And then they went their separate ways, Twyman to the University of Cincinnati, Stokes to St. Francis College. But both were drafted by the Rochester Royals in 1955. They drove to training camp together. Twyman was a fabulous shooter, but Stokes was an instant all-star. In only his second season, he led the league in rebounds and was third in assists. Red Auerbach says Stokes was Magic Johnson before there was a Magic Johnson. Then late in his third season, after the franchise had been moved to Cincinnati, when Stokes was averaging 17 points, 18 rebounds, and 6.5 assists a game, he lost his balance fighting for a rebound, and when he fell, his head banged upon the hardwood. 3 days later, Stokes collapsed into Twyman's arms, falling into a coma that would last for months. Stokes' family couldn't pay the bills. The team wouldn't. So Jack Twyman, at the age of 24, cleverly decided that Stokes deserved workman's compensation. He sued for that and got it. Then Twyman, the white man, legally adopted Stokes, his black teammate. When Stokes finally came out of his coma, Twyman or his wife Carol would come to see him most every day. Stokes had been diagnosed with post-traumatic encephalopathy. His mind came back, but not his body. He remained a paraplegic, and it was difficult for him to communicate. When more money was needed to pay for Stokes' hospitalization, Jack Twyman went to Milton Kutcher, who owned a resort in the Catskills, and a benefit summer game was started, an annual all-star exhibition that raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. 1 year, Wilt Chamberlain flew back from Paris just to play. Maurice Stokes never once asked for pity, just as Jack Twyman never sought credit for his benevolence. It was just a matter of recognizing that there but for the grace of God. Alas, in 1970, at the age of 36, Maurice Stokes suffered a massive heart attack and died. St. Francis had named its new field house after its most famous alumnus, but outside of that little community in western Pennsylvania, the world pretty much forgot about Maurice Stokes. The Cincinnati Royals moved on to Kansas City, then Sacramento, where they became the Kings. Jack Twyman's basketball career ended, and in 1982, he went into the Hall of Fame. He always knew that Stokes was the better player, though, that had he not fallen ill, Stokes would have beaten him into the Hall. But every year, the voters would pass over Maurice Stokes. Fewer and fewer people remembered how he had made little St. Francis into an authentic team of consequence, how he had put numbers up in the NBA that placed him in the company of Bill Russell and Bob Pettit and Bob Cousy, the best there was then. He'd only played 3 seasons, and then back in an ancient era of train travel, of set shots and smoky arenas. But Twyman kept nominating his old teammate, kept his memory alive. And finally, next week, 34 years after his death, 46 years after he last laced up his sneakers, at Springfield, Massachusetts, Maurice Stokes will be inducted into the Naismith International Basketball Hall of Fame. Jack Twyman, his brother's keeper, will accept the honor in his old friend's behalf.
Our old friend Frank DeFord is a senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday for member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.